tweet at SFM Radio and at Aldrin Sampia.
And with a not so positive story about teachers, 764 misconduct cases were reported to the South African Council for Teachers between April 2021 and March 2022. 443 were reported for the same period in the previous financial year. 35% of the cases involved administering corporal punishment on learners or assaulting other colleagues. 191 of the cases implicated teachers in sexual misconduct, rape, indecent assault, as well as sexual assault of listeners, of learners. The Western Cape topped the list of corporal punishment cases, followed by the Free State as well as Gauteng. The South African School Act outlawed corporal punishment at schools to pupils in 1996. For some reaction to that, we are now joined on the line by Basil Manuel, Executive Director of the National Professional Teachers Organization of South Africa. Basil, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. So we see that corporal punishment is topping the list when it comes to cases being reported against teachers. But even with this, I suspect that there is an underreporting of corporal punishment.
Good afternoon, Aldrin, and thanks for having me. And let me wish teachers out there a happy Teachers Day. Let me agree with you that there is a large element of underreporting. But also, with the increase that we are seeing now, it doesn't necessarily mean there are more incidents.
Yeah.
It does also have to do with the new profile of SACE. SACE has a very high profile these days. And of course, people now know where to go to report incidents like that. So I think reporting has certainly improved. And that will, of course, register as a greater number. But even so, it is still a bad thing. I'm not in the least trying to minimize the concern we as NAFTOSA have about incidents like this. We can't even use the excuse, look at the percentage against the whole. That's not good enough, especially for that child that was assaulted, whether physically or sexually. It is still a major issue to us and one that we want to address.
So there's one part around it which speaks about socialization, and that socialization that says that when a child has done wrong, the child must be punished, and the punishment that some people think of is physical punishment, and that is defined as assault. Some parents even prefer that the children should actually be physically assaulted. They don't call it physical assault. However, though, that's what it is. So how would SACE then approach such a conversation, considering that you have parents who say that when my child does wrong, mete out corporal punishment?
Aldrin, neither SACE, nor the teacher, nor a principal can forget the law and carry out an unlawful instruction of somebody else, even if that is the parent. It is still against the law to physically assault a child or hit a child. And remember, there are sometimes religious considerations too that say, bend the tree whilst it's young.
Yeah.
And we keep saying to parents, you can't do that. Teachers, you can't use that as an excuse. You will still be charged. Now, what we as a union have been doing over a long time is preaching this gospel to say, let's do the right thing. But Aldrin, we need to also understand a lot of these teachers schooled in a system where corporal punishment was the order of the day. And very often people fall back on what they know. One story. Second story, there are very, very many schools that are so-called difficult to teach at schools, and people lash out. The most unlikely people. And there too we say that doesn't solve it, because you are treating violence with more violence. What we want to see is greater intervention. People need more strategies to deal with the difficult child, need more strategies and of course resources, even such as human resources to deal with children that need intervention, as opposed to having that as an excuse for having broken the law.
Then there's also the violence amongst teachers themselves. 24 cases of assault reported against teachers by other teachers.
Aldrin, that's vastly underreported. Let me say that the violence in the community is common day. And every day we see that. And teachers are part of that community. Mm. So there will be miscreants that have crept into the system and think that they can bully their colleagues, etc. And of course, it is embarrassing for a colleague to report on another colleague. And many of them will simply just try and avoid. And avoidance, of course, doesn't solve the problem. We are worried about that, particularly because it breaks down the person themselves and it makes them less because they won't be able to act out as they should as a teacher in a school. And we want those criminal acts to be followed up and those people to be charged. After all said and done, it's not only about the act of violence, it is also the continued intimidation and making somebody's life absolutely miserable.
Mm-hmm. And just the last one, Basil, when it comes to teachers being struck off the roll and their licenses being suspended and the definition or the word that's being used there is indefinitely. Is the indefinitely being used with the intention or perhaps with the consideration that a teacher could actually repent and there could be rehabilitation?
Aldrin, you're absolutely right, particularly in the latter part of your summary. The punishment has to be suited to the crime, and not everybody can be struck off the roll. It depends on the severity. It also depends on the regularity of it, whether there has been a previous case. But remember, the Act says you will be dismissed. It doesn't say you may be. And many times people have gotten away lightly. Now, where the law is being implemented a little more strictly, we are seeing more of this. But also, how long must you be out of the system? That is also dependent on the severity, because there's a whole schedule of the length suiting the type of infringement or infraction that was perpetrated by the teacher.
Thank you so much for your time. Basil Manuel, the Executive Director at the National Professionals Teachers Organization of South Africa.